Welcome back, everyone, to this special edition of the Saints Hour. We're talking college football. We're talking the Super Bowl. And with us now, Jay Cicero, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. And I know you have a time clock somewhere that counts it down. We do as well. And at the time of this airing, it'll be under 40 days, right? Under 40 days. I don't know. That feels, you know, biblical one, but, what does it mean to be under 40 days?
It just means that the pace continues to pick up dramatically now that the holidays are over with, and that things that are we've been planning and talking about doing for years, and especially over the past eight to 10 months, are now coming to fruition, and it's time to button up all the loose ends and execute.
That's
so
kind of where
that
I
takes a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like. Is it more of a punch list, kind of we've got this to do, or we've got our plan in place, and now it's really about the NFL will kind of be here full-time, moving in, taking over the building and the city January 6th, and kind of marrying the plans together, or is it like a punch list?
It's a little bit of both. The things that are in completely in the host committee's control, like the ambassador program that Chevron is sponsoring for us, and the community programs like Impact 59 that is powered by Entergy, and a few of the other programs that we're doing. Those are moving on schedule. It's the events and or items that we have to rely on outside folks to take care of, or answers where we have to really button up all of that. So there's a lot of collaboration, as you can imagine, not only between Superdome, the Saints, the Sports Foundation, all the venues, the city, the state, sponsors, etc. You know, there's so much collaboration, so many things going on that we have to turn off the, hey, we've got this great idea, let's see what we can do, to wait a minute, we've got 100 good ideas that we have been working on for months, and we now need to execute them.
So I want to focus a little bit just kind of on the city and the region and people of the state, because it's such a huge event. And, you know, what there are a lot of things that people can take part in. You know, I think people are pretty well versed on the Super Bowl experience. That'll be at the Morial Convention Center. I want to talk specifically, and we'll talk, you know, about any of these items. But to me, opening night, you know, If people have watched Media Day for years and go, that'd be kind of interesting, right? It's just gaggle of media down on the field. But now fans have an opportunity. It's more of an event. It's Monday night, 5 to 10, $20. And so fans can kind of come and be a part of what they've watched on TV for decades.
It's the, you know, the Saints fan or the NFL fans, obvious only exposure to the team, both teams and the coaches, they'll also be able to, you know, walk through the Superdome and see the decor package that has been installed. So to me, you know, as a huge Saints fan and a huge love for the game and facilities, I love all that. I think it's fascinating. So I think that most Saints fans would be fascinated by being able to see up close. Now, you know, from the stands to the sidelines, basically, not in between the stands and the sidelines, but as the sidelines are, they'll be able to see these players and coaches and hear and see some of the interviews that are going on. So it's pretty neat. And it's nice to see. I went to it last year for the first time since we had it in 2013. It's completely changed. It was nice to see the reaction of the players and the coaches as they come onto the field and see the dome floor for the first time.
As far as the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation is concerned, I mean, it's almost one of these things. I mean, you got to strike while the iron is hot. Right now, there's a lot of focus on New Orleans. Man, it was a big deal, and it probably does not get the play it deserves. And that's the U.S. Gymnastics Championship that comes with a National Congress trade show at August 7th through the 10th of 2025. Not the easiest dates to sell in New Orleans. And so it's an indoor event, all good at the Smoothie King Center. But you know, it's when you're hot, right? You gotta score things like that, and it's, you know, 4 days in August that are huge.
They are, and it's national and international travelers that will come in for that event. I mean, it's in the non-Olympic year. It's the Olympic team in a non-Olympic year, and so this is the highest of high of the talent that the United States has for gymnastics. And you know, what's funny thing is and you probably know this, that we hosted this event. It'll be 30 years ago next year. Next summer, around the same time that we hosted this event, our offices were in the Superdome at the time, where the Sun Belt offices are. And Doug Thornton was our CEO of the Sports Foundation at the time, and we had a great time. Now, there's a floor of the Superdome. The arena was not even a thought
Right,
back
2009.
then in '95, and so. To be able to have this event back, you know, now in the arena, in the Smoothie King Center, and to be able to see the excitement in the leadership of USA Gymnastics was really cool to see during our press conference a couple months ago. So we're excited about that, and to be able to get in the rhythm back with USA Gymnastics and some of the other national governing bodies is what our goal is, and this is a great start.
And this plays along with it because we've talked about this before. To get these events and the WrestleManias and the Super Bowls and the gymnastics and all this stuff takes time and money, and your calendar goes way out. And it goes back to striking when the iron is hot as far as funding is concerned, donations, state funding. I mean, it just puts you up to the top of that queue from a relevant standpoint, and you get the pulpit to explain to people this stuff doesn't just happen. It's money.
These events have become much more expensive, but the value of them for the most part has risen also. So the media exposure value, just the pride of having an event like the U.S. Gymnastics National Championships, is huge. Now, none of the gymnastics events that we've done would be possible without LSU being so incredible with their gymnastics program. So you owe a lot to DeeDee Brough and the groundwork that she laid, and Jay Clark now taking it to an all new level. But what they've done at LSU has allowed us and other cities around the state of Louisiana to grow the events around gymnastics events. And you never think that economic impact could be created or economic development could be created around a non-Olympic, I mean, an Olympic sport. But, you know, in this case, it really has. We would never have taken the chance on having that event back if we didn't think we could sell enough tickets to make it work financially. And that, along with the funding from the state of Louisiana, is really the way that we put together the deal to attract them back to New Orleans.
Well, let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have more with President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Jay Cicero, as we continue a special edition of the Saints Hour here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We are talking with Jay Cicero, the President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. And it's bowl season, and you got the Sugar Bowl, All-State Sugar Bowl tomorrow. I mean, the college landscape will look different 5 days from now. Who can pick 5 years from now? And you see the impact that the college playoffs are having. How much concern is there for the bowls that are not in that college football realm?
I think there's a significant amount of concern. I mean, I'm reading the articles about the Sugar Bowl also. They are one of the playoffs every year, and they're concerned. The ability to to continue to be competitive for these the bowl games. R&L Carriers, New Orleans Bowl, which is no longer R&L Carriers, by the way. This was their last year,
Yep.
after 19 years. That's a good long run with a family-owned company. And of course, the Sugar Bowl is an icon as far as the bowl system is concerned. So I think everybody's concerned, and they're concerned about finances. They're concerned about their meaning in the community and the ability to do what we all do for as long as we've been around. And you know, that is why that we, the Sports Foundation, speak about remaining competitive as a major focus of the organization.
Without telling me what you can from the New Orleans Bowl, is it about trying to find a new sponsor or trying to get into that playoff?
I don't you know if there's an opportunity to get into the playoff, we certainly would, but we
Right.
don't think that that's available at this point in time. But yeah, we're trying to find a new title sponsor. And you know, the fact that this happened now was actually a little bit of a of something that was positive, because we had been talking to so many other sponsors about Super Bowl. Super Bowl opens up and supporting the Super Bowl host committee, and Super Bowl opens up a lot of doors that may not be able to be opened up. And for these companies to be exposed to what the New Orleans Bowl is and the benefits of it, and a relative affordability of it compared to other events and other bowls, should be enticing. A lot of exposure associated with it at ESPN. So, is it a hard sell? You know, it could be. But the fact that we're talking to so many other groups right now, and have been, and have signed on so many other sponsors for Super Bowl, really is a benefit.
What are the top couple of things on your board that either has your focus, so to speak?
Well, narrowing down our final fundraising, which we've been doing for a couple months now, so we're pretty close. Keeping the expenses in line is obviously very important, also, because we have to, you know, stay on budget. You know, making sure that I think a big general 30,000-foot focus is trying to make sure that folks who attend the Super Bowl, and that's locals as well as people attending from for the fans of the two teams, or if they're just travel with the Super Bowl every year, that they have a great time. That we've set up the ability for them to have an incredible time here in New Orleans. The second thing is our Super Bowl host committee parade. Something that we've never done, at least in the past three Super Bowls that we've been at the Sports Foundation, has served as the host committee staff for. But this parade's going to be special, and it's a free option for fans who are coming to the city. You know, there's a lot of events that are going to be happening that are going to be very expensive to get in, especially if people have game tickets. Game tickets are expensive. But to be able to come and enjoy the French Quarter, to obviously enjoy our restaurants and music. Some of the restaurants aren't free, but to be able to come and get a taste of a authentic Mardi Gras parade that is sponsored floats, that NFL sponsored floats, and Todd Graves being the king of the parade, he's a social media magnet in itself, and he's inviting a lot of celebrities to ride with him on his float. So it's going to be a pretty special event that maybe hasn't been seen here in New Orleans, except with obviously the larger parades that are here annually. And most of those people are wearing masks. You can't tell who's on the floats. You can
Right. Well,
tell who's on the
what
floats
for
either.
fans, listening, what are the specifics for the host committee parade?
It starts at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, February 8th. The parade itself starts at on the end of Decatur Street in Elysian Fields, goes down up or down or up Decatur, I guess up Decatur, if you're going up the river, up Decatur, takes a right on Poydras, and takes a left on St. Charles, and ends in the Warehouse District down by St. Joseph. And so it's a shorter parade, Much like the Christmas parade, maybe a bit longer than that, and like the Sugar Bowl parade, a little bit longer than that. But it is so special, and everybody is so excited about it that I think it's been a little bit of a surprise of how people are excited about it. So we need fans, our locals, to come down and enjoy this. It takes a long time to get these types of programs together and planned, and you don't know if they're going to happen until the fundraising is in place, until all the pieces fit together, and you get to go from every angle. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of, but hopefully we'll deliver something that people will think is very special.
We always do. And I know we will again. All the hard work from your group, and everybody, New Orleans and Company, Mark Romig, and just everybody. So happy New Year. And I'm we'll be talking very, very soon and every day for a month. So I look forward to it, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. Happy New Year to you.
To get all of the Super Bowl week information and activities, just download the NFL One Pass app, and it is all there, whether you have a ticket to the game or not. And there are plenty of things for locals to take part in.